Boko Haram is now taking on ISIS tactics. The effects of Haiti's earthquake are still being felt 5 years later. And ever want follow-up to the stories you've heard about Christmas stockings and kids? We've got one coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News. A service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorism. Some believe it's in somebody else's backyard. Cameroon may have thought that too, but today 143 Boko Haram militants are dead after attacking a Cameroonian military outpost across the Nigerian border. President of Open Doors USA is David Curry.
Boko Haram has been, I think, learning the tactics and the strategies of Islamic State and is seeking to put out a wider caliphate in the region. And so they've been making attacks across the border into Cameroon and headed towards Chad.
Nigeria is ranked 10 on Open Doors World Watch list of worst persecutors of Christians. Curry has a theory about what that means.
The persecution of Christians is a lead indicator of when a country or region is about to tip into chaos. Where Christians are persecuted, there's wider issues at play, and it just happens that that's the lead indicator.
Open Doors is helping the church share Christ as they help communities recover. Support their work through our website, missionnews.org. Next, when the Haiti earthquake hit 5 years ago, people needed a relief program that would help them in the long run. World Renew reflected the love and compassion of Jesus by providing basic needs, job training, and business loans. They also showed communities how to have stronger leadership. The response program finished last year, but it's still having a huge impact. People have jobs along with constant sources of income. Visit our website for the whole story. This is Mission Network News. In general, if you ask people to name a country known for the worst persecution of Christians, China comes up. But the times, they are a-changin'. Eric Berkland of China Partner.
Freedom is really a much better word for China. I know that sounds just the opposite on the spectrum that a lot of people think of China, but that really is true.
That's not to say there's no persecution. After all, China is the world's second largest country. However,
people are legally allowed to worship God.
The gospel's spreading like wildfire. Now churches need trained leaders so there's depth as well as growth. Here again, a shift in how things are done.
China Partner means we're partnering with the Chinese church. That also means that we are partnering with other ministries and missions.
Want to be a catalyst? Links at our website. This year, it's about training, discipling, and resourcing.
We're really excited about our new vision to help local churches reach the next generation. We want to be about training and equipping Christian leaders, especially the emerging Christian leaders, so that they can reach the younger generation.
Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization, starting a bookstore in a city in Laos, is a way to share the gospel. Well, starting out, it's a challenge because not many people in town read, but they are putting their focus on young adults by offering drinks, snacks, and free Wi-Fi. Kids can meet friends in a safe environment and hear the story of Jesus at the same time. OM does have the space, but they need a few funds to rent it out for the entire year. Can you chip in? Go to our website. And you know the SOAR international team you've been praying for? Well, here's an update from SOAR's Greg Mangione in Russia.
We're at an orphanage right now in the small little town of Kostino. If you can hear in the background, there's a puppet show being given, sharing the gospel message, and we'll be getting ready to hand out stockings here in the next few minutes.
Through their Stuff a Stocking project, SOAR fills Christmas stockings with basic hygiene items, school supplies, and scripture. These simple gifts speak volumes about God's love to orphans and at-risk kids. Mangione's team has already given out stockings in Moscow and Kostino. Now they're delivering them to Sochi and Abkhazia. Check out the trip pictures at our website. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's written word in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on The Story link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.